The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Thou shalt have no other gods before Me. This is the first of the Ten Commandments as God gave them to Moses. Jesus said it's the most important commandment. Thus, America's founding fathers made it the first specifically mentioned right in the Bill of Rights of our original Constitution. They stated, quote, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof." All through the 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s, government servants were careful to honor and protect this right of religious liberty, because it is the right out of which all other liberties flow. No president would have dared address the nation without giving honor to the Christian God, because our very civil documents were based on the principles of Christianity. Yet the current White House is strangely silent on acknowledging the significance of this all-important right of religious liberty. Indeed, for the first time in many years, the White House did not have a representative at the recent National Day of Prayer held on Capitol Hill. And neither was there any special service at the White House itself for the National Day of Prayer, when many presidents before have had them. Why is Barack Obama so silent about Christianity? He's certainly been open with his expressions of respect for the Muslim faith. Why would he not encourage the faith on which our liberty was founded and which created through the 1800s the greatest nation in world history? Does he not acknowledge that fact? Or is he against Bible-believing Christianity? Another issue revealing his attitude toward Christianity is his support of the so-called hate crimes law, which recently passed the U.S. House of Representatives. Obama is wholeheartedly endorsing this law, which would strip Christians of their right to state the biblical position on homosexuality. David Fowler of Family Action of Tennessee points out that even though the bill has language that promises this won't affect ministers' right to speak out on issues, the reality is that, quote, "This law is a first step toward making vocal opposition to homosexuality and other controversial issues a crime. In particular, this bill will give ministers reason to think twice about speaking out on the issue because of an existing federal law. Current federal law states that whoever, quote, aids, abets, counsels, commands, induces, or procures the commission of a federal crime is punishable as a principal." In other words, if a person who breaks the hate crimes law, David Fowler says, has heard a sermon on homosexuality, you better believe there will be homosexual advocates pushing to have that minister prosecuted for having counseled or induced the perpetrator to act. Why? Because the minister's sermon, he says, got the perpetrator riled up, inducing the hatefulness that produced the hate crime. That will be their argument. End quote. Why is this current administration pushing this bill if Obama is for religious liberty? Why would he be for silencing those who speak from the Bible unless he's against Christianity? These are dangerous signals coming from our national government, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, it's the very same type of things that happened in Nazi Germany when Adolf Hitler first became chancellor in 1933. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and our American Heritage seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.